Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's that time again to check in with United Way Perth Huron. We have Liz Cooper back with United Way Perth Huron. And we also have Ann Vaders here. She's the Community Outreach Manager with ShelterLink Youth Services. Of course, we're going to be talking about coldest night of the year coming up in February, although we've got pretty much the coldest week of the year happening in Stratford and area this week. Good morning to both of you, Liz and Ann. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie. Yeah, and I wore my my leg warmers today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wore my leg warmers, because I'm an 80s girl, you know that.
Well, welcome back, Liz. Let's get a campaign update.
You betcha. All right. We are at 65% of our goal. So that means we have already raised $1,600,000. So amazing. Want to thank everyone that has already, of course, donated. We had a really, if I can give you this quick little anecdote, we did have an amazing donation recently in December by someone that doesn't even live in Stratford, grew up here, but lives in Toronto, and remembers what a wonderful city this is. Her uncle owned the little Zip-In Market on Duro Street and hasn't lived here for years. She's retired now, a senior, and decided to give to United Way. So, you know, isn't that a great, it goes wide and it goes deep.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So, if we encourage everyone to think that way.
And a great post just recently with the livery yard, Stratford, looking back at that storm from last weekend. They had a lovely get together with Steve Ray and the Pony Man Band, raising money for ShelterLink Youth Services and Stratford Connection
Center.
That's
right. I picked up the cash from them on Monday, $340. So
awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah, so we thank the livery yard for thinking of us for the pay what you can admission for that.
Yeah.
That stormy concert by Steve Ray is awesome.
Of course, we'll talk about coldest night of the year, but let's get to Ann Vaders on with ShelterLink Youth Service. Ann, it's wonderful to have you here. And let's talk about, now folks know it as Stratford Perth ShelterLink, but it's kind of been some rebranding going on, if you will.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. It's very exciting with the changes to post Stratford Perth ShelterLink. It's now ShelterLink Youth Services, and we have Kate, the new executive director, who's just wonderful, and really excited about the changes that have been made.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let's talk about ShelterLink Youth Services. Maybe for folks just not familiar with what the whole concept is. What is ShelterLink Youth Services all about for folks?
So ShelterLink is a youth shelter that provides support and services to Perth County youth age 16 to 24. And we have a variety of services. Mine personally, the community outreach manager, and I provide youth prevention of homelessness, diversion, advocacy, trusteeship. We have wonderful housing support workers within the shelter. There's a shelter manager that oversees programs for the youth. And we have turned it into a housing first model, which, what's the prevention of homelessness? Housing first. For sure, right? So they work hard to rehouse youth and get them out of shelter.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, right?
It is.
And again, with ShelterLink Youth Services, can we remind folks where it's located?
Yeah, we're located 130 Youngs Street, right behind the hospital, in the Conestoga, third floor of the Conestoga College, the old nurse's residence, and telephone number. We have a website, a new updated website, which is great. And telephone number, 519-272-2294.
And again, something like ShelterLink Youth Services available in our community. And I know you see the difference each and every day with something like ShelterLink Youth Services. And I say, I can't imagine if we didn't have something like this here in Stratford End area.
Right. I outreach worker for all of Perth County youth, right, surrounding all St. Mary's, Mitchell, North Perth, Listowel, and thank goodness that we do have it, central in Stratford, and because I don't know where the nearest Kitchener, right? So it's important.
Yeah.
It's really important. And of course, diversion, right, first prior to coming into shelter. But, right, if those options aren't available, they do have to come in. And, again, it might be for 2 weeks. It might be for a month. Whatever their goals are.
Yeah, and it makes such a difference. My goodness, ShelterLink Youth Services. Are you accepting donations right now of clothing or anything like that?
Sure.
Or
the most recent, well, I think there was an ad put out on the website. We were in desperate need for a stove, an oven.
Okay.
We got one, I believe, the next day.
Wow. Oh, isn't that something? There you go. Stratford and area stepping up as a community. That is great.
Wonderful community.
Wow.
Wonderful community donations, right? And especially this time of year, the calls for coats and mitts and hats. You know, it's just, basic hygiene items.
Yeah,
can go
a long, long way. So here's the phone number again, 519-272-2294. Again, you can help out with ShelterLink Youth Services, and you can also help out, Elizabeth, because we have coldest night of the year fast approaching in February.
That's right. Yes, coldest night of the year, February 24th. So the goal for this year's walk is $170,000. But you know what, Jamie? I do have to say that we've reached 28% of our goal, which means we're fourth in Canada for dollars raised so far.
Yeah.
Amazing. And even better is that we have the most walkers registered in Canada right now.
There you go.
Stratford. Whoa. Woo. Oh, yeah.
I think Anne's doing a little dance
right now. I know. It's incredible. So you know how exciting this event is and how important it is for ShelterLink and for the Connection Center, which is what we support with the funds that we raise. So, we're looking for friends and families and coworkers to join as a team and raise funds. It's so easy to raise funds. There's a website, cnoy.org/Stratford, and sign up a team, and people can donate right there to you. They can write you a little message. You can send out emails to your donors or to your potential donors. It's quite easy to raise funds, actually. So a super fun event. I do want to give a shout out to our sponsors. McDonald's and Scotiabank are our lead sponsors for Coldest Night of the Year. Ideal Supply is a gold sponsor. And for bronze, we have Coventry Animal Hospital, Form Osteopathy, GoTech, Peter Morange and Associates, Sinclair Pharmacy, and Tri-County Brick, as well as our media sponsor, Monteith Ritzma Phillips. Woohoo! And you know, when you're done your walk, because it's going to be cold, you get a lovely soup from Soup Surreal and hot chocolate from Black Angus.
You bet. It's going to be a fun time. Again, it is for Saturday, February 24th. Upper Queen's Park is the location for Coldest Night of the Year. You can go to cnoy.org, or of course, you can go to the United Way Perth Huron website and get details.
That's
there.
For sure. Yeah, we've got a link right there. Yep.
All right. Yeah. Again, Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron and Ann Vaders with ShelterLink Youth Services. We look forward to Coldest Night of the Year. And again, help out and get some details about ShelterLink Youth Services. So wonderful to have this as part of our community. Anne and Elizabeth, thanks so much, and stay warm.
You betcha. Thanks
Jamie.